interrupt this concert by the Philharmonic Orchestra to bring you a special news bulletin.
See you later, alligator.
Likewise. Come in, Edward R. Sparrow.
This is Edward R. Sparrow in front of the fraternity quad where there's a large gathering of students. Oh, pardon me, sir. What's happening here?
There's a riot going on.
Oh, yes, and what seems to be the cause of this riot?
I used to smoke. I used to drink.
Yes, I've heard of the recent infringements on student rights by John Bunlop. What kind of picture do the students have of this man?
He's got a big, ugly club and a head full of hair.
And do you think Mr. Bunlop will be able to enforce these restrictions?
That'll be the day.
Well, now as the students move towards North Campus, we take you to our remote reporter at Mr. Funlop's house. Come in, Percy Lavalier.
We have Mr. John Funlap, center of the recent controversy here. Won't you tell us, sir, how the demonstrations have affected your status at the university?
Big man yesterday, but all you are to see me now.
Well, I've heard that authorities here have tried to confuse the issues by double talk. What do you have to say to that? Well, what kind of question would you give a definite answer to?
Your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight.
Well, then, can you tell me what the students will have to do to put themselves in a bargaining position? We return you now to Edward R. Sparrow.
We're in front of North Campus, where an orderly crowd of 800 students is singing. And in return, the Independents answer.
I'm a-coming. Sorry that I made you wait. I'm a-coming. Open fair, I'm not too late.
As the students head toward South Campus, we return you to Percy Lavalier.
Here again with John Funlap. Mr. Funlap, sir, what is your reaction to the student demonstration?
Why's everybody always picking on me?
Well, what do you think will be the consequences of this evening?
Another sleepless night.
I hear that the students are approaching South Campus, so we return you now to Edward R. Sparrow.
That was the sound of 1,500 students pouring into South Campus, where we now hear them calling to the co-ed.
I'm all over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on.
Now the girls are joining the throng. Here's a young miss who looks excited. Tell me, miss, what is the woman's opinion of John Funlop?
Oh, Lord, he's a mean, mean man.
Uh-huh. And what do you think of him as an administrator?
A smooth operator.
Students have now surrounded Mr. Funlop's house. Mr. Funlop, behind barricaded doors, is saying, and the students answer,
hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more.
To conclude, we have a word from the leader of the crowd. What, in your opinion, is the crowd's attitude towards John Funlop?
You have